Fast am I. Good evening and welcome to the Manx Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker. Tonight's programme is a little bit different and consists of a chat that I had with John Kaneen just a few weeks ago, and that'll form the core of the programme, along with some of the music that's influenced him over the years. First, though, a recording I made last year of John playing with his great friend Mick Neal and some of the other regulars at the Wednesday night O'Donnell's session. Talking to John Kaneen, my illustrious predecessor, of course, on this folk show. Good to get the chance to sit down with you, John, and talk to you. You presented the folk show for how many years did you present it, do you think?
Well, Manx Radio says 44, but I'm not quite sure it was that long, to be perfectly honest. I know I took over from David Collister. David, the late David Collister, you may remember, was produced every programme on Manx Radio at one time when he was a younger man. And David and I ran the Manx Ballads and Blues Club in Douglas here many years ago. And he got this job at Manx Radio, or these jobs at Manx Radio, where he did these programmes. And he ended up doing so many, he said to me, would I be interested in doing the folk music programme?
Right.
So, sometime I would say in the 60s, I began doing the programme. I took over from him.
Right, excellent. Because I've known you at least 30 years, because I know for a fact that you and the Kalagaskeli band played at our 30th birthday celebrations Laxey Pavilion.
Oh, well, I don't remember.
No, you may not remember that, but I know for a fact that dates me in that timeline, as it were. But I don't know much about your early days in music. Tell us a little bit about that, John.
Well, as I say, David Collister and I were very old friends. We were neighbours, and he was interested in country music mainly, but folk music as well. And I suppose I became interested in music generally during the traditional jazz period, which would be in the mid to late 50s.
Yeah, that sounds right.
There was quite a lot of traditional jazz played. Not so much over here, I don't think, although there were jazz bands here. Colin Jerry was involved in a jazz band
was
here.
Was he?
Yes.
Right.
He played the trumpet. My uncle, who was a scoutmaster, Doug Kinnean, who worked for the Isle of Man newspapers until he went off to Canada to live, he gave me a guitar, at which point in the 50s also, Lonnie Donegan, who was a musician with the Chris Barber Jazz Band,
yes,
recorded the Rock Island Line, and it became a great hit. It was released on a Decca EP, and eventually was released as a single, and it became a hit and started off the skiffle boom.
Yes, it was very influential, that song.
It was.
Wasn't it?
And I, like so many others, including the Beatles.
Ah, right.
I like the Beatles. People like the Beatles and other groups when we started up or began playing as a skiffle group locally,
yeah,
with David. And he and I started up the Manx Ballads and Blues Club.
Now this here's a story about the Rock Island Line. The Rock Island Line, she runs down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans, there's a big toll gate. And all the trains, they go through the toll gate while they gotta pay the man some money. But of course, if you've got certain things on board, you're okay, you don't have to pay the man nothing. And just now we see a train, she coming down the line. And when she come up near the toll gate, the driver, he shout down to the man. He say, I got pigs, I got horses, I got cows, I got sheep, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. And the man say, well, you all right, boy, just get on through, you don't have to pay me nothing. And the train go through. And when he go through the toll gate, the train get up a little bit of steam and a little bit of speed. And when the driver think he's safely on the other side, he shout back down the line to the man. He said, I fooled you, I fooled you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got old pig iron. Now I'll tell you where I'm going, boy. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride, yes. The Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you own the ride, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. I may be right, maybe wrong, you know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride, yeah. The Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Hallelujah, I'm safe from sin, the good Lord coming for to see me again. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride, yeah. The Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you gotta ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z, cat's on the cover but he don't see me. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride, yeah. The Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you gotta ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, you're a road to ride, yeah. The Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you gotta ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
At that time, of course, the BBC television, BBC One television, was broadcasting 5 nights a week, I think it was. And at the end of that, they had Robin Hall and Jimmy McGregor on, singing either a folk song or a contemporary song made up of something of contemporary of the day.
Yes, a satirical song.
Yeah, just to finish off the end of the television programme. And they were influential. Robin Hall, Jimmy McGregor, And they formed the Galliards, who were a group made up of them, Robin Hall, Jimmy McGregor, Jimmy's then wife, and Leon Rosselson.
Ah, right, yes, there's a famous name.
Yes. Well, Rosselson, of course, became one of my favourite solo songwriters, contemporary songwriter, yep. Not really a folk singer, not a singer of folk songs, let me say. But he, a very influential songwriter and a fine, fine singer-songwriter. So, and David and I ran this Manx Ballads and Blues Club for a while, and then I went over to Liverpool.
I was going to ask you about Liverpool, but before we do that, let's pause for a little tune.
Yeah.
Perhaps one of those that you've just mentioned.
Up among the heather on the hill of Benachie. Up among the heather on the hill of Benachie. There I had the bonny wee lassie sitting upon my knee. A bumby stung me weel above the knee. We both can do no more if the hill of Benachie. I'm a bonny wee lassie, for you're going to spend the day up amongst the heather on the hill of Benachie. For all the lads and lassies there are making us free amongst the blooming heather on the hill of Benachie. Up among the heather on the hill of Benachie. There I had the bonny wee lassie sitting upon my knee. A bumby stung me weel above the knee. We both can do no more than the hill of Benachie. Oh, you bonny wee lassies, listen to my advice. Never let a soldier laddie kiss you more than twice. For all the time he's kissing you, he's thinking up a plan to get a wee bit rattle at your old tin can. Up among the heather on the hill of Benachie. There I had the bonny wee lassie sitting upon my knee. A bumby stung me weel above the knee. We both can do no more than fae the hill of Benachie. Up among the heather on the hill of Benachie. It was there I had a bonny wee lassie sitting upon my knee. When a bummy stung me weel above the knee. We both can do no more than fae the hill of Benachie. We both can do no more than fae the hill of Benachie. Hill of Benachie.
So tell us a little bit about your time in Liverpool, John.
I went over. I was an apprentice for the Isle of Man Electricity Board. And several of us apprentices went over to Liverpool to a technical college there, Riversdale,
mm-hmm.
Riversdale Technical College, to do an electrical engineering course, which I never finished, I must confess.
Right.
I dropped out after the first year and came back to live here. But during our time over there, the folk boom had begun. And the best-known group in Liverpool, of course, was the Spinners.
Ah, right, yes.
And we started going to the Spinners on a Friday night from our digs in Egbeth. And I became great friends with Tony Davis. The late Tony Davis, who died a few years ago, was one of the Spinners.
I remember, though, John, my parents had a Spinners record that I used to love as a kid.
Right.
Funny enough.
Yes.
So, yeah, we probably listened to similar stuff.
Spinners used to pack out a restaurant in Liverpool on a Friday night. They had the basement to begin with.
Yeah.
And they packed this out. And when I say packed it out, it had a capacity of perhaps 30 or 40 people, and that's about it.
Yes.
In the basement of this place. Eventually, they had to move to bigger places, and they began having a monthly concert to accommodate even more people in the Philharmonic Hall.
Oh, right, that's a good venue.
And as I say, as we were going to this engineering place in Liverpool, we went there and sang away to our heart's content on a Friday night. Tony Davis was very kind to me. He was a very great friend. And I occasionally would travel with them if they were going. They had a van that they used, a Bedford van. And if they were singing in Manchester or in the Midlands even, They were booked to play at other folk festivals and things. There, Tony would invite me along and I'd go and jump in the van mm-hmm. with them and go down with them, mm-hmm. which was very good. I mean, they had under no obligation, but they were just great friends.
Yeah, indeed.
I came back to the Isle of Man, and in the early 60s, well, I came back to the Isle of Man and continued my time with the Isle of Man Electricity Board, completed my employment with them, and went to work with the Merseyside and North Wales Electricity Department, Manweb. And I then spent even more time with the spinners and other groups in Liverpool.
Right, fascinating.
So that's how I came to know Tony Davis and the spinners.
You sailor boys, and listen to my plea. And when you pen the tale, pity me. For I was a ready fool in the port of Liverpool, the first time that I come home from sea. I was paid about the home from the port of Sierra Leone, £4 10 a month, it was me pay. With a pocket full of tin, I was very soon took in by a girl with the name of Maggie May. Taken her away, and she'll never walk the lines today anymore. For she robbed so many sailors and captains of the whalers, that dirty rowing old in Maggie May. Oh, well, do I remember when I first met Maggie May. She was cruising up and down Canning Place. She'd a figure so divine, just like a frigate off the line. Well, maybe just a sailor I give chase. Stony broke, no jacket, trousers, waistcoat could I find. When I asked her where they were, she said, my very good sir, they're down in Kelly's Porch of number 9. Oh, Maggie, Maggie May, they have taken her away, and she'll never walk the lines today anymore. For she's robbed so many sailors and captains of the whalers, that dirty, loving old good Maggie May.
Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. Shop I did go, but no clothes there could I find. Policeman come when he took that girl away. Well, the judge a guilty found her of robbing homeward bound her, and paid her passage out to Boston Bay last time. Oh, dirty Maggie May, they have taken her away, and she'll never walk the lines to anymore. For she's robbed so many sailors and captains of the whalers, that dirty robbing old good Maggie May.
So at what point did you start playing the melodeon, which is really your main instrument, isn't it?
Well, it's my main instrument now, but at that time, as I said earlier, my uncle had given me a guitar.
Yeah.
Wasn't a terribly good guitar, but I started to play that in the 50s. Until, I think it was 1961, that I asked my father to go guarantor for me to buy a Martin D28 guitar.
Ah, bit of quality.
Well, it was £150.
Yes.
Now
a lot in those days.
Well, it was a lot in those days. It's even a hell of a lot more now. What are they? About two or three thousand.
Yeah, they could well be 2,000 or 3,000.
Yes.
They have a huge range these days.
That's
probably
right.
Much more than they used to.
Yes. Well, I started playing this D28 Martin guitar and got better, and that was the instrument that I took away with me to England and to Liverpool when I lived and played there. I also played the five-string banjo. And, as I say, when I came back to the Isle of Man, I continued to play the guitar up to, I would say, it's difficult to tell now, 10, 15 years ago I began playing the button accordion.
Is that is only that time you've been playing the accordion?
Yeah, really? I would say so, yes.
Gosh, I thought it was much longer than that.
No, I don't think so. And I, it was going to the Mary Malloy's sessions in Laxey.
Yes, that was the first sessions I went to on the island. Yes,
yeah, that I began playing the melodeon there.
That must be why I think of you as always playing it, because all the time I've known you.
Yes.
From those Laxey sessions, which are actually more like 30 years ago, I think, John.
Really?
How time flies.
Memory is going. But it was just playing in the sessions, along with all the other musicians that went to those sessions, that I improved. Thank you. I don't know that I'm all that much better, but I have a bigger repertoire now.
You certainly do.
And I've played with... coming back to the Isle of Man, I teamed up with Michael Neal, the fiddle player from Fort St. Mary, and he and I played together around the clubs locally. And then, of course, he and I and Ian Radcliffe and Bob Carswell started up the Callaghan Cayley Band. Well, and we went on, well, yes, you saying 30 years ago. We were going for 30, I think it's 34 years.
Yes,
I can imagine. Callaghan Cayley Band.
Mm. Yes, very much a fixture of the Manx scene.
Yes, we played for weddings. Well, I don't know that we ever played for a funeral. we certainly played for a lot of weddings.
Absolutely.
Anyway. Any function at all, and we would play for it if people would ask.
Absolutely, I remember that very much so.
Yes, we enjoyed it. We had got into the habit, frowned on in some parts of the Manx traditionalists, of playing any sort of music from anywhere.
Yes.
It wasn't just Manx music, it became Irish music, or English music, Scottish music, anything.
Yes, because you've got quite a repertoire of English tunes, haven't you?
Yes. And so, that was when I put the guitar aside, really. This year I got the guitar out with which is now in a case, which cost me as much 4 or 5 years ago as the guitar itself had
cost when
I first bought it. £150 the case cost.
It would do.
I got it out of the case, and by golly, I played a couple of things on it, and the ends of my left-hand fingernails on the strings were very sore.
Yes, not the old calluses have gone.
They have, that's right. Washing dishes and that sort of thing, and it's removed the calluses from the fingers. So I would like to get back into the habit of playing the guitar, but
I think the thing is to have it at hand.
So
it's near you and you can pick it up.
That's right.
It's not an effort to go and get it.
Yes, exactly. I would have to, I always found that doing half an hour's practice every day was far better than a couple of hours practice once a week.
Yes.
Far better.
Yes, I'm doing the same at the moment, because funnily enough, you mentioned it before, but I've just bought myself a 5-string banjo.
Oh, right.
So, I'm trying to get the claw hammer style off.
Oh,
it's not
yes.
natural to me.
I could never manage the claw hammer.
No, I don't think it comes easily to a guitarist in many ways.
No.
That's out. And as you say, I can pick it up for 10 minutes here and 10 minutes there.
Yeah.
It's the way to do it. So are there any particular highlights? Obviously, it sounds like being on the road with the Spinners and all sorts would be a highlight. Any other highlights that come to mind of your musical career?
I met many of the singers on the scene, played solo in the Sports Guild in Manchester, but used to go to the National Folk Festival. I met Ewan McCall, A.L. Lloyd. I was a member of with a group of Jim Peden, his wife Shirley, and myself were in a three-piece group. Jim and Shirley were both school teachers, and we, when the Spinners went to a larger place than their original basement, we went on a Friday night, no, it was a Tuesday night, to this place that they had been in, and we ran a folk club there for many years. We travelled all over the country. I met Pete Seeger when he came to Liverpool, and
yes,
you know,
right in the thick of it, really,
well,
of that,
yes,
that folk revival.
Yes, yes,
excellent.
And then I, in, let me see, be about 46, 47 years ago, my father died, so I came back from Liverpool to the Isle of Man to live, and as I say, began getting involved in local,
yes,
local music. I started going over to the White House in Peel on the Saturday night, where they played Manx music.
Very much so. That was the heart of the sort of
the Manx
revival, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes. Colin Jerry produced his three books of Manx tunes, which were invaluable.
Totally.
To
yeah.
Most musicians in the Isle of Man. Perhaps not as often used these days as it was, but it did start up a good repertoire for people to learn.
Oh,
of
very
Manx.
Much so. And I remember Colin being there in the White House in my earlier days,
sure,
on the island, indeed. He was a very influential figure, wasn't he?
He was, indeed, yes. Yes, and when he stopped playing or going to the White House, he would go to the session that was being held in the Tynwald Inn.
Yes.
He would go there and just join in. And while the White House was specifically Manx, and other traditions were frowned upon, Colin was quite happy to go to the Tynwald Inn and play anything that,
yes,
was played there.
As long as there was a Manx session somewhere,
yeah,
although sessions could,
yes,
exist elsewhere.
Sure.
Happily,
sure, yeah,
happily alongside.
That's right. Yes.
Very good. And so that must have then led you towards Manx Radio. And so how did things change at Manx Radio over your years there? It must have changed quite a bit, technology-wise and personnel-wise.
Oh, well, yes, I suppose so. As I say, David Collister invited me to take over from him, which I did. I have always I've been, let's say, folk music, the term folk music is very wide now, much wider than it was then. It was much more... I've always been a traditional folk music lover.
Yeah.
Contemporary singers and songs, contemporary songwriters are welcomed in folk clubs and they go down well. And comedians have gone down well,
yes,
as
they
well.
Have. Yeah. Quite a long history of people like Mike Harding, for example.
Yes, Mike Harding and those sort of people were always welcome in folk clubs. Folk clubs were very tolerant, but it did lead them to tolerating contemporary singers and songs, which are effectively pop songs.
Yes, yes, contemporary. Yeah.
So, and that is not my cup of tea at all.
Yes, though you you yourself will sing not just purely traditional songs.
No.
Some of yours will be musical type,
yes,
songs.
Yes, musical,
yes,
songs.
Which is obviously, yes, an area of interest for,
yes,
you.
Yes, sure.
And,
well, you see, I'm not a great particularly good singer, and I reckon that if I sing a funny song, people will tolerate it, whereas if I sing a long ballad with not a terribly good voice, while I would love to sing it, I people wouldn't tolerate it, perhaps.
Oh, I don't know about that, John. We'll have to make sure you do that
sometime. Oh, I loved her terrible well. She was in love with a Portuguese. He was a nasty piece of work, Rosellas was his name. and he couldn't wait to get his hands on Conceptor, who was game. So I made a vow by the old canal that I would do him in. For I did not like them Portuguese, and in particular, I didn't like him. So I followed him up to Dublin one evening just for fun. 'Twas up by the Mercer's Hospital next door to the Barclay Duns. And I saw him sitting in a corner seat, kissing and holding hands. And there he was, seducing her with pints of baby sham. So I followed him up to his lodgings in Rathcar or thereabout. And as he came up the alleyway, I battered him inside out. He gave out many a roar and curse, till he was dead, I'm sure. Then I lifted up a manhole lid and dropped him down the sewer. Now when the Mochi heard of this, he made me life a hell. And all for the sake of peace and quiet, I did her in as well. And now I'm up before the beak, all to explain me crime. He said, I didn't mind the first one, son, but not the second time. So it's all for the sake of that fair young maiden, a Portuguese sailor boy. All for the sake of that fair young man, and all for the sake of that fair young girl, she landed me in Mountjoy. And if ever I get out again, me life I'll save, you'll see. And I'll marry with a girl from Walkinstown who wouldn't look at a Portuguese. Yes, I suppose it's changed quite a deal. The songs that I like are the ones that I was brought up with.
Yes, I'm
I
sure.
I suppose, that I learnt.
Yes.
And listened to. You
know. Yes, I think we have to reflect all areas of it, don't
That's
we, in
right.
many ways. And,
sure.
On your, you know, when you were presenting the show, you would have the occasional blues track
oh,
and all
yes.
sorts of things on, wouldn't you?
Well, indeed. I felt that, I always felt that even if I was a traditionalist, I was under an obligation. If, for example, somebody sent me a promotional CD, which was all, if it didn't have a single traditional song on it, I would be loath to play it, but I would try and play a track from it because somebody slaved over the
Absolutely,
making of
yes.
that CD
yeah.
whatever I feel about it, and it deserves to be heard whatever other people make of it.
That's a very open-minded attitude, I think, and I hope, you know, we'll reflect that in the show going on
sure.
in terms of playing traditional music and contemporary music from all around the world.
Well, yes. You see, I've accumulated recordings on mini discs, on CD, LPs,
all
and
different
that sort
formats.
Of thing. I've accumulated about, well, over 3,000 CDs, of which at least half I've bought.
Yeah, yeah.
In order to play. And you can't expect folk music, people who are making folk records, to just send them out willy-nilly. It's
no.
nice if they do. But people then hear what I prefer in that regard. So you end up buying your own CDs to play on Mates Radio.
Yes, and I'm sure that'll continue, John. I'm doing it as we speak.
Yes, yeah. Yes, well, this is it. It's you can't expect people with such a small audience, really, as we have for this kind of music, to send them out
no,
willy-nilly.
And even more so these days when people can download them and the
That's
artist
right.
gets virtually nothing. I like to actually buy a physical product from them myself to support them.
Of
I
course.
Think it's part
of course.
Part of, you know, loving music is
yes.
supporting the artist, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes, you get a way to festivals too, do you?
The only regular one I do is Shrewsbury Folk Festival. But yeah. If I can, I would do more.
Yes.
Now that I'm retired from my main job, I may have some time to do so.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so I used to go to the National Folk Festival at Sutton Bonington in the Midlands every year until it was at an agricultural college that they took up for a weekend. I would go down for that and, you know, renew acquaintances. And I also used to go, while it lasted, over to the County Armagh in Ireland to a traditional singing festival over there, which was held. The Sutton Bonington one, the English one, was held in June, and I think the Irish one was held in October. Anyway,
yes,
I used to go over there, and until they lost their Arts Council funding as well. So,
but it's useful to make contacts, isn't it?
Of course, it is. Yes, one of my great friends became Frank Hart, the Irish singer, who was a wonderful man, a whole catalogue of songs that he sang. He sang unaccompanied songs and humorous songs, street songs. And if you'd said to him in a session, in a singing session, "I've never heard that song before, Frank. Oh, it's a good song, that." You'd have it in the post within a week.
We rolled out through Dublin City at the hour of 12 o'clock of the night. Who should I see but the Spanish lady washing her feet by candlelight? For she washed them and then she dried them over a fire of angry coals. In all me life I ne'er did see such a maid so neat about the souls. Wakeful tour, allure, laddie. Wakeful tour, allure, lay. I stopped to look, but the watchman passed. He says, "Young fella, now the night is late. Along with you home, or I will wrestle you straight away through the Bridewell Gate." I threw a look to the Spanish lady, hot as a fire of angry coals. In all me life I ne'er did see such a maid so neat about the souls. Wakeful tour, allure, laddie. Wakeful tour, allure, lay. As I rolled out through Dublin City, as the dawn of day was o'er, who did I see but the Spanish lady when I was weary and footsore? She had a heart so filled with loving, and her love she longed to share. In all me life I ne'er did meet with a maid that had so much to spare. Wakeful tour, allure, laddie. Wakeful tour, allure, lay. Now she's no mutt for a puddle so oddy, with her ivory comb and her mantle so fine. But she'd make a wife for the provost marshal, drunk on brandy and claret wine. I got a look from the Spanish lady, cold as a fire of ashy coals. In all me life I ne'er did see such a maid so neat about the souls. Wakeful tour, allure, laddie. Wakeful tour, allure, lay. I've wandered north
and I've wandered south, based on the Bather and Patrick's Close, and round about be the Gloucester Diamond, and back be Napper Tandy's house. Old age has laid her hand upon me, cold as a fire of ashy coals. But where is the lovely Spanish lady, neat and sweet about the souls? Wakeful tooraloo, laddie, wakeful tooraloo-lay. As I was leaving Dublin city on that morning sad of heart, lonely was I for the Spanish lady, now that forever we must part. But now I ever will remember all the hours we did enjoy. Then she left me sad at parting, gone forever was my joy. Wakeful tooraloo, laddie, wakeful tooraloo, lay.
Tell us a little bit about A.L. Lloyd, John.
Well, A.L.
Did you know him as A.L.? Is that what you
called
him?
No, Bert.
Oh, Bert, yes, that's right.
Bert. He was Bert to friends. He was a contemporary of Ewan McCall's. He and McCall both lived in their latter days. Well, I think most of Bert's life he lived in London, but McCall certainly lived in Manchester in the early days. But Bert, as a young man, had gone on an assisted passage trip to Australia, where he had worked on sheep shearing farms. And he had started, I think this had started his interest in folk music. And it flowered. He began collecting songs, Australian songs, then came back to England and began getting folk music employment with the BBC, doing folk song programmes for BBC Radio 3,
yes,
or a third programme as it was then. And he began doing programmes, and he and McCall and Peggy Seeger began the Singers' Club in London.
Right.
One of the early folk,
yes,
song clubs.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. Mm. And Bert would go round the country being booked at folk clubs. I have one CD which was produced by a professional company of Bert singing at the club that I ran in Runcorn.
Okay.
And I recorded the evening of Bert singing, and the label was in the Lake District. Can't remember what it's called now. But
Fellside. Yes.
The label Fellside contacted me, must have been 10, 15 years ago, because they used to send promotional copies of recordings to me.
Mm.
But their boss contacted me one time and said that he had heard somewhere along the way that there was a recording of A.L. Lloyd singing a song which, in fact, he had sung on this night that I had recorded. So I sent a copy of the whole night off to Fellside Recordings, and they published almost the complete thing.
Excellent. Well, we'll have to play a song from that.
Yes, sure. Well, it's I think it's called An Evening with Ale Lloyd.
It's of a merchant's daughter brought up in Callao.
Hurrah, me other girls who let me go.
She took me in the parlour and said, won't you be me beau?
Hurrah, me other girls who let me go.
Oh, do let me go,
me girls, do let me go.
Hurrah,
me other girls who let me go.
Oh, all around the sofa, lads, and wasn't it to go?
Hurrah, me other girls, who'd let me go?
And about the hour of 12 o'clock, her old man, he come home.
Hurrah, me other girls, who'd let me go?
Oh, do let me go,
me girls, do let me go.
Hurrah, me other girls, do let me go. As I was out a-walking down by the riverside,
hurrah, me other girls do let me go.
It was there I seen this pretty gal a-swimming in the tide,
hurrah, me other girls do let me go.
Oh, do let me go,
me girls do let me go.
Hurrah, me other girls do let me go. As I was out a-walking all in the bright moonlight,
hurrah, me other girls do let me go.
It was there I seen the gal a-swimming and her eyes they shone so bright,
hurrah, me other girls do let me go.
Oh, do
let me go, me girls do let me go. Hurrah, me other girls do let me go.
I wish I was in Madden, cause she's down in Callao.
Hurrah, me other girls do let me go.
Where the gals hold on your bobstay and they never let it go.
Hurrah, me other girls do let me go.
Oh, do
let me go, me girls do let me go. Hurrah, me other girls do let me go.
We'll cast a line round out of your shoes and take the house in tow.
Hurrah, me other girls do let me go.
We'll tow it back to Liverpool all the way from Callao.
Hurrah, me other girls do let me go.
Oh,
do let me go, me girls do let me go. Hurrah, me other girls do let me go.
Do let me go,
me girls, do let me go. Hurrah, me other girls, do let me go.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you today, John, and I look forward to seeing you down at O'Donnell's for some time in the near future for a session.
Well, I'm getting old now. You see, I'm 82 in October, and getting old and cantankerous and decrepit. The late Bernard Cain used to say he was suffering from galloping decrepitude, and I'm feeling the same now, but my friend Michael Neal, I mentioned earlier, is very kind, and he, when he is on the island, comes round on a Wednesday night and picks me up. I am of the size that needs a large car, you see.
Yeah, a bit of height.
Yes,
car,
just to get the headroom. Mm. And he calls and picks me up and takes me down to O'Donnell's, and we have an excellent time often than not, don't
yes.
we?
We often sit next to you there, John, and we play along.
Exactly.
Which I always enjoy.
Every man for himself.
I'm going to look forward to your songs and tunes next time we see you there. Lovely
okay.
to speak to you, John.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Music you heard in tonight's show started with some recordings I made in the session in O'Donnell's earlier this year. That was followed by Rock Island Line by Lonnie Donegan from the Chris Barber Sessions. We then heard Up Among the Heather, which was by Robin Hall and Jimmy McGregor with the Galliards. We then had The Spinners with Maggie May from their Recorded in Concert album. You then heard Dedannan with Duo in G, featuring Frankie Gavin, who was, of course, over here not too long ago during Incroniac this year. You then heard John again with a song about a Portuguese. We then heard Frank Hart with The Spanish Lady from his album Through Dublin City. And finally, A.L. Lloyd with Doodle Let Me Go, or Yalla Girls, from the album, in fact, which John recorded himself back in 1972. Thanks so much to John for giving me his time and chatting away there. It was such fun to talk to him about his early time in folk music and the development of it through the island. Next week, back to the normal format. See you then.